This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is the Miss Illinois Outstanding Teen, Summer Robbins. Summer, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Very good. And how are you?
I'm doing well. And we are here to talk about the Miss Illinois Outstanding Teen, which you are. And tell me a little bit, for those that don't know, because I know there's a lot of pageants that go around.
Right.
Tell me a little bit about this pageant and what this all entails.
Well, this pageant system, the Outstanding Teen Program, is a part of the Miss America pageant that we all watch on TV and as a little kid dream to be. It's a sister program to the Miss America pageant, and my Miss, Hannah Smith, will be competing for the Miss America title in Las Vegas in January. But myself, being her teen, I will be around the state all year making appearances and competing for Miss America's Outstanding Teen in Orlando, Florida during August. So I've got a lot coming up this year, and it's an honor to be able to represent such a great state.
Absolutely. And let's go back a little bit. How did you become involved with all these pageants? Because the years that, and it's only been a short time that I've known you. I know your dad from the office, but how did you get involved with pageants?
Well, it all started here in Little Hillsboro, Illinois. Definitely the first pageant I ever even considered competing in and did compete in was Little Miss Old Settlers, which I was very excited to win quite a few years back now. But that got me interested, got me excited. I play the violin, so pageants are a way for me to express my talent, play my talent in front of people. They're fantastic with confidence and public speaking. They have done so much for me and, you know, wouldn't take it back for anything. And now, who would have guessed that Little Miss Old Settlers would have gotten me where I am today?
Absolutely. And you made mention about appearances. I'm assuming the Miss Illinois Outstanding Teen, the board that runs this, schedules mm-hmm. you for...
Yes.
Various events?
Yes, there is my platform, which is what I do community service for, and what I speak about and really volunteer for is remembering our veterans. So my directors are very, very kind and helpful in getting me a lot of appearances where I'm able to speak with veterans, to play my violin for them, things like that. But I also do make appearances all over the state with my Miss, Hannah Smith, and just kind of going to everything where some representation for the Miss America organization is wanted.
So county fairs, homecomings, you're probably at some point will be there if your schedule allows.
Exactly. I will make it to everything I can while still balancing, you know, Hillsboro volleyball and school and all of the other things that I partake in.
Let's talk about that. That's got to be tricky too, because you're still you're going to be a junior this year. You've got a lot of life to live, but yet, you got to have a chance to be a kid.
I guess my biggest thing is that little calendar that I carry in my purse at 16 is kind of my biggest part of my life right now. I'm definitely just trying to balance. They brought up school registration the other day, and I will actually be gone for the first week of school competing for Miss America's Outstanding Teen, which is kind of crazy to think about, just, you know, that this is such a big part of my life now, but it's something that I'm willing to work around. I know with sports season coming in and just school in general, it's something that I'm very dedicated to, being second in my class and really trying to keep my grades up. So I understand that, you know, I'm going to have to just do a little balancing act for the next year.
Tell me a little bit about this competition in Orlando. What's going to happen during this competition?
The competition is a mixture of preliminary nights and the final pageant. We have the preliminary nights Monday through Thursday. So every day there will be competitions, and all of the girls, all 53 of us, 54, excuse me, are separated out into divisions. And then those three divisions, with which they name one red, one blue, and one white, all of us are kind of separated out. So one night, one section of girls will do talent, one will do formal wear, and one will have interview that morning. They switch it up. So all during the week, you have all four of your competitions, which are interview, formal, or evening wear. Mm-hmm. We also have lifestyle and fitness, and we have our talent portion. And then on top of that, there is a scholastic achievement, which is where the judges go back and look through our grades or grade point averages, things like that. And those are the biggest parts of our competition.
Absolutely. It sounds like quite a feat. Congratulations on everything.
Thank
you. This has got to be surreal sometimes.
It is. Getting up in the morning and, you know, taking the trash out and doing the little things and then going and putting the crown and sash on, it takes you for a little bit of whirlwind.
And so we've got the Miss Outstanding Teen that's coming up in August in Orlando.
Correct.
What's after that?
After that, I will just have my, you know, my year of my reign and really getting to spread the message about my platform of veterans and making all those appearances that I spoke about earlier, as well as enjoying my year as Miss Illinois and living it to the fullest. And, you know, after that, I will be passing my crown on to another very deserving young lady for the title. But for this year, I'm just going to try and really enjoy it and get everything done that I plan on.
And you got volleyball. For all kinds of sports and activities for your junior year?
Oh, of course. I am class president as well as playing on the volleyball team and trying to keep my grades up, of course, which is something that I strive for to the fullest. So
let's see here. Class president, you're on the volleyball team. You have, you've got the pageant thing going. When do you have time for everything?
Sleeping is about the only other thing I get in, you know, and of course right now I'm also preparing for the pageant in August, so learning the new talent, you know, learning the new violin song, that's keeping me plenty busy on top of all the appearances and now school registration and getting back into the swing of things there, so busy is probably the number one word to describe my life right now.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on everything. This is quite an honor. Good luck in August in Orlando. I know you'll represent us well.
Well, thank you.
And I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thank you.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Miss Illinois Outstanding Teen Summer Robbins. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.